towns and cities across Wisconsin are facing a long list of issues. Things like affordable housing and the opioid crisis and others are all felt first on the local level. And that's where the UniverCity Alliance, a project with UW-Madison, comes in. It gets students and teachers working to help fix those problems. Just kicked off its third year. Gavin Luter is the project's director. Gavin, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, talk about what you're doing. You've got these university resources. You're getting out into communities and doing what?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's a pretty simple concept. It's interesting. I've worked in the service learning area for a while. It took me a long time to explain to my family what it is that I was doing. But finally, with this project, it made a lot of sense. So what we do, it's called the UniverCity, C-I-T-Y.
Did I say it right?
Alliance. You got it. Okay. Exactly right. Just want to make sure if people are looking it up, it's not S-I-T-Y. It's C-I-T-Y. So essentially, local governments are struggling with a lot of issues, a lot of things that, you know, big problems like land use and housing and homelessness, they all kind of are manifest at the local level. So they're struggling with a lot of issues. It just so happens that we have professors and students who are on campus who are struggling with those same exact issues in the classroom. So what we do is we get a local government, we work with them, one local government per year, we get them to list their priority areas, and then we match existing UW courses into those priority areas. So those classes will take on a priority area for their semester-long or year-long project, depending on the class. So we're addressing community issues, and we're also addressing the issue of UW-Madison getting out into the community.
So give us some examples of the kinds of classes and the issues they've been tackling so far.
Yeah, interestingly, one of our best partners is the School of Engineering. We have a local school. We're going to be working with Greene County this year. It's called Judah. There's like one K-12 school inside Judah, and they want to get their renewable energy to 25% of use. So we have three courses. One is going to be looking at energy efficiency practices that the school can do. Another one's going to be looking at the life cycle analysis and the potential costs and benefits of using different renewable technologies like solar, wind, and geothermal. And then the engineering capstone project, so seniors who are graduating engineering students are going to be coming in and actually designing a system to get to that kind of magical 25% mark. Now, that's a little bit more detail, but we've also done things on cost benefit analysis of starting a municipal Wi-Fi service, or we've done park upgrades, or how do we preserve Ho-Chunk culture in our parks through signage and special initiatives.
I want to talk about how you identify the problems. Is this a thing where the university folks come in from the outside and tell the locals what the problem is, or is there some kind of collaboration leading up to these classroom experiences?
Absolutely not. I definitely want to emphasize that it's not the university coming in and saying, here's what we think the issues are. So this is a roughly three-year partnership that we have with the local government. And essentially, we work with local leaders to identify what their issues are. Now, you know, almost if anybody's listening to this, you know your local government has a strategic or a comprehensive plan, probably. Well, oftentimes they're kind of sitting on the shelf. They wish they could be doing more with these projects, but they oftentimes city government, local government, town, county, they're usually the leanest form of government. And so they don't always have the capacity and the time to do everything that they want to do. So they kind of list off, hey, here are some things that we've identified in the past. Actually, in the best case scenario this year, Greene County has put together our health projects are all coming from the locally driven Healthy Communities Coalition. That is a combination of public, nonprofit, and for-profit entities sitting on that group. So that's where we came up with everything from breastfeeding in the workplace to the opioid crisis. And that's going to be through this kind of multi-sector process of setting priorities. So it's not UW coming in. The only constraint that we might have is, well, we don't really have a class that's taught about that, so we can't necessarily address that issue. But let us work to get you some contacts with some people who can help.
Now, Greene County is the third time around here. You've done the city of Monona and Dane County, so a little closer to home for UW-Madison. What kind of things have come out of that?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So our first year, like you said, was the city of Monona. Interestingly, the only way that we got started is we were kind of, you know, talking with a bunch of people around the country who are doing this, and then we spoke at a meeting, and the mayor of Monona heard about us and said, we want a closer connection with UW-Madison. And so from there, we went on, and they identified the priority areas ideas of basically how to better digitally connect with their citizens, parks and recreation, active transportation, and housing and economic development. And so far, what we've seen kind of come out of that is they have like a master plan for parks and walking and biking trails that's completely been updated. And now they're kind of working on some of those priority areas that we kind of co-facilitated, jointly decided with the local partner. We actually just had a request. They want to put up a public art piece. So that's kind of building on our efforts there. So we connected them with a UW-Madison sculpture professor who's now going to be sitting on their planning committee for putting up some of these things. So there are things like that, but finding out better routes to school. There are the city of Monona actually made some changes to their website based on the feedback that the college students were giving them. Dane County is updating its housing plan, and they actually have a housing summit coming up in October, and they're using some of the site analyses that we did in our classes to as a place to kind of start, I guess you could say. So those are some like basic things. I think they are starting to kind of get out of the box a little bit, not to overstate that UW-Madison has, you know, corners the market on all things innovative. But I do think that we come to the table with some interesting ideas. Some might seem pie in the sky, but it gets them to think a little bit differently.
Talking to Gavin Luter, director of the University with a C, not an S, Alliance, a program connecting UW faculty and students with local communities. The new round is in Greene County. Gavin, what do the students get out of this?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I think the number one thing that probably everybody listening to this radio broadcast has thought once in their lives is, why am I taking this class and what am I getting out of it and how does this apply to the real world? Well, the students who actually come and take our classes, they're the ones who are putting things on the CV, their curriculum vitae, their resume. They're going to be actually able to go out and talk about how their learning in the classroom was directly applied to things going on in the real world. So I think students are getting workforce skills. They're getting also civic skills, realizing like a lot of them don't know anything about local government. I admittedly didn't really know too much about local government until I got here, and I just realized how mammoth what local governments have to deal with really is, and yet how lean they are to have to deal with those things. So I think students get a sense of something bigger than themselves, and also new career opportunities. Sometimes our students are interacting directly with private sector consultants. Sometimes they're directly interacting with the department heads in the local government. I think our students are getting a sense of what democracy looks like on the ground and how they can contribute through their specific professional skills to a larger set of problem solving in society.
Now, if somebody with a local government is out there saying, yeah, I want to play, how do they get on the list?
Yeah, they get on the list by simply contacting me. It's really not that hard. Unfortunately, we don't have a ton of people, you know, batting down the doors because local government have to be in the right place to be able to work with us. So we've had, you know, kind of the right amount of people talking with us. We're kind of have irons in the fire and a couple of people. And essentially, how did that happen? They contacted me, Gavin@cows.org, or universecity@wisc.edu. Just get in touch with me. And we just start talking about, you know, where is your city? Where is your town? Where is your village? Where is your county? You don't even just have to be one place to be working with you. Say you might think, oh, I don't know if my local government can handle this, but maybe my neighboring county and us, we can work together on it. We are totally open to working with clusters of local governments or anything like that. So really, it's a simple answer. Contact us and we will definitely talk.
Can you talk about how this fits into the university mission? We hear about the Wisconsin idea and, you know, back in the old days, figuring out how dairy farmers can measure butter fat and things like that. Talk about how that fits into that history.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about the Wisconsin idea a lot, and a lot of people don't realize that the Wisconsin idea kind of went back to kind of governance reform, state governance reform in the state of Wisconsin to make our democracy more for, by, and of the people. And so this really is University of Wisconsin collaboratively working with people out in the community. The thing is that local communities have a lot of expertise to offer our students, and we have a lot of expertise to offer to them. So it's really mutually beneficial.
Are other universities, colleges coming to you and saying, hey, Gavin, how can we steal this idea and do it in, you know, in our backyard?
Yeah, it's a really great question. There is a national network of people who are doing this work. If you go to epicn.org, you can see other colleges, universities who have actually taken this up and done it for themselves. But yeah, there are a lot of other UW system institutions who have contacted me about an interest, even private. I'm meeting with the mayor of Kenosha in a few weeks, and I'm meeting with them jointly because of a partnership that we have with Carthage College. small private liberal arts school in Kenosha. So absolutely, we're open. If you're from a UW institution or another college or university in the state, contact me, and you might want to get your local government involved. So yeah, we're totally open to that.
Now, classes just started this week at UW-Madison. Do you get to go and visit the different classes, engineering, sociology, what have you, and see how they're getting rolling on this?
Yeah, we do get a chance to go visit the classes. And for this year, for the first time, we've started a one-credit course that all students who are participating in this initiative will go through a series of videos to prepare them to make sure that they're ready to work with the community. So I don't have to physically visit all the classes anymore. Thank goodness. We have about 25 classes on average that work with us per year. But yeah, we do prepare the students, and I do get a chance to see. I mean, when you talk with the students who have done this stuff, I mean, that's the selling point right there. If you're a faculty and you ever wonder, oh, should I get involved with this? Talk to a student who's been involved, and they are the best people who can sell the initiative.
And briefly, lots of field trips involved to Green County?
Yeah, quite a few field trips. In fact, they've asked us to come to Cheese Days on the 14th of September, and they're really excited about us coming there. So it's an interesting initiative. And I also, just for the people who are listening, if you're kind of wondering, like, you know, where does the money come from? This is not a typical UW program. We do have funding support from American Family Insurance, and actually alumni, John Holton, through the Hometown Partnership Program. Local governments actually pay a fee to be involved with this, so they have some skin in the game. And it's the Baldwin Idea Endowment. All this kind of private, public sector funding, we're flowing into this. So just so your listeners know that.
All right, Gavin, thanks a lot for coming up.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Gavin Luter, director of a project out of UW-Madison called the UniverCity Alliance. It pairs teachers and students with communities around the state to help them solve local problems. It just kicked off its third year working in Greene County.